This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
That was good.
We do have a guest today, but they are not participating. So I will take it away. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy. You really got in your head about being loud. Hey.
Yeah, I got really quiet there, didn't I? Jimmy called me shrill right before we started recording, so that hurt me a lot.
Yeah. That's true.
When I think things are funny and I'm excited, I get loud.
I don't think there's an issue with you talking loud.
Okay.
B, I don't actually think you're shrill.
Thank you.
So can I have the old Janet back, please?
Now I don't know what the old Janet is. This, like, is Janet today.
I feel like you should be screaming at this point because you are so far away.
No, I'm
a
good.
A hard 10 feet. Yeah, 6 feet.
This is the farthest we've ever been from each other recording.
Since birth, yeah.
Since birth, yeah.
Since we came out of the womb 5 years apart.
Yes.
But this is the farthest we've been. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Stefan does not like the logic of that.
Yo, he's talking about virtual
I don't like
episodes.
Okay.
That made sense. You're smart. I see who the smart one is.
Yeah, well, obviously.
And who thinks they're the smart one.
Yeah, obviously.
Did Drud listen to last week's episode?
Oh, no.
It would have been perfect for them to listen while they ran the marathon, half marathon.
Half marathon, I think. Yeah, that would have really distracted her while she ran.
I personally think it was nice that I remembered.
That was really nice of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, really patting yourself on the back.
I can be a bully.
Yeah, you can.
But I can also be supportive.
Do you notice how she responded to that text message faster than she's ever responded to any other message?
Yeah,
that
she
we've sent ever.
Didn't she leave the last message that was sent on read?
Yeah, she never responded.
And that was like, that was us asking her to give
leave
us
a review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame on Drud.
I did say, I was like, we need you to send us reviews. You don't even need to listen. That's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
And she said, that's a great idea.
It's kind of a bit.
But has never done it.
That's the thing. I don't understand.
Just tell us you think it's
a
bad idea.
It is going to be a very difficult task to not leave evidence.
I think, yeah. I don't know how you're going to do that.
One by one.
Jimmy's eating a Danish at our ex-boss's desk. I don't know if I should say
I'm
that.
I'm surprised you just went out, came out and...
No one's listening, so it doesn't matter.
No one is listening.
No one is listening.
That's true.
People
are at least... Okay, when you started the... Because we've kind of had an influx of people from my life.
Yes.
Did you... But, like, we had the same influx of people from your life. I just wasn't an observer of it.
Yeah, maybe. I also am, like, not really posting it, as we've talked about. I would probably have more people, but I'm not posting it on my personal page.
Yeah.
I guess I could post it and block one person from seeing it. No offense to that person.
Stefan's mom.
Stefan's mom. No offense.
Yeah.
Stefan agrees. Stefan
does
not
think. Are we letting one person ruin our chance of success?
Okay, fine.
Wait, did that come out weird?
Yeah. It was a little mumbly.
Chance of success.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounded like. He gets it.
No, Drud did not listen. Didn't even give us a review.
No. I think what we need to do is, like, the day before, just text her and say, she did tell me last week that she does best when there's no plans. And then someone's like, let's do this tomorrow. And she's like, okay. She does not do good with like forward planning. So maybe we need to try that strategy instead.
You mean the forward planning of we just come up with the recording date every week?
We just like we would text her yesterday and say, listen to some part of the podcast by tomorrow and send us a review.
Well, I guess
we don't know.
The thing we need is them to send us a review.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If she listens.
That's the whole
point. Yeah. Okay, you got some truths and you got some lies?
Yeah, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Yeah.
Or do you want to go first?
Well, I tend to talk more about my truths and lies.
That's true. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We had our first wedding dance lesson today. That's not one of them because that's true.
Yeah. Unless it got canceled.
Oh, that would be like, that would be good.
Holy shit.
And we brought
Stefan
just to fuck with you.
And I texted you being like, hey, what do you want?
And I was like, oh, we're on our way.
No, but you didn't text me back until after 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if you were like, dancing lesson got canceled, but I'm going to fuck. But
that would have been a
mindfuck.
You
already said it's true. So.
Yeah. Anyways. But I fell.
Oh.
I had a little tumble.
On where?
Like in the dance lesson on the floor.
But like booty?
Yeah. Like on my butt. Just like face forward, just like face planting.
There are lots of different ways that you can fall.
Oh, like yeah. It was like a trip onto my butt.
What did you trip on?
Stefan's feet or my feet. Debatable.
When to become one.
Our feet. I tripped on our feet.
Our feet.
Okay, that's my first one.
Is that so the fall is the truth or the lie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a bruise?
No, it wasn't that bad. Show me. Well, I guess I shouldn't say I don't know. I don't know if I have a bruise or not. I haven't checked.
Wink, wink.
Oh, my God. Okay, we went horseback riding yesterday.
Oh.
But Stefan didn't end up going because he was a little too scared.
Yo, horses are a little fucked.
Yeah, it was his family's some extended family's farm.
Okay.
And I was really excited because I love horses.
Mm.
Stefan does not like horses, and he was happy to not have to ride.
Mm-hmm.
Third one, I've decided to cheer for the Oilers.
Oh.
I just can't support anything to do with Trump, you know, and any U.S. team.
Man, the Four Nations Cup was out of this world, hey?
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. And then my last one, I bought my shoes for the wedding, but I'm kind of doubting them now.
Mm.
I'm like really on the fence.
That's a fucking lie. That's a fucking lie. I saw it. I fucking saw it in your face. That's a fucking lie.
Okay.
You did not go horseback riding.
Okay.
You did fall on your butt.
Okay.
And what was the third one?
Cheering for the Oilers.
True.
Okay. They were all lies.
Damn.
They were all lies. Good job keeping a poker face. You did really good.
So let me get this straight. Flawless dance lesson.
Did not fall on my butt.
Did not go horseback
riding.
Did
go horseback riding, but we both went.
Okay. Wait, you did fall on your butt?
No, I did not.
Okay. You are cheering for Trump-related things now.
I'm cheering for the Stars.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And the Panthers.
Panthera, yeah.
Yeah. And why? If the Oilers get through, the Panthers have the best. Yeah, they have the best
chance.
You
really just hate the Oilers, hey?
Yeah.
So you hate the Oilers more than you hate Trump?
No, but I want to keep my marriage alive.
That's what a lot of Trump voters say.
Yeah, okay. Awkward. And I'm happy with my issues for the wedding. I'm pretty sure.
I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. How was horseback riding? How are your butts?
Stefan was having a hard time.
Not bad.
No, you did really good.
I was leaving by the end.
Wow. Went to a river. Oh, cool. Yeah. Fording a river, hey?
Fording a river.
Yeah. I love horseback riding. It was really fun. I've only done it a couple times. Maybe once.
I used to do it a lot. Like,
you seem like the type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I took lessons during university.
Oh.
My mom got me lessons for Christmas.
You ever do horse therapy?
We, my last job, we took kids.
Nice.
We did it like once a year.
What's that all about? Are you just like, witness the majesty of a horse?
Yeah,
and it's like, wow.
Muscles.
What the fuck?
And they have to slide off the back of the horse.
What the fuck?
And, yeah,
this is a lot different than I expected.
I mean, they like lay back on the horse. Like you like sit on the horse and then you lay back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's awesome.
I really thought it was just like hugging a horse.
No, it's really cool.
It's like, hey, this thing's dangerous, but you can do it.
Yeah. And the best part was that we as staff would go for a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We like, we did this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It was really fun. My favorite days of my job,
mm-hmm.
But some of my coworkers were definitely allergic, so they had really bad
time. Oh.
Very, very allergic. If
interesting.
If you're allergic to cats, good chance you're allergic to horses.
I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah. I want to tell the listeners that are not listeners something about your dating history, Stefan, but I don't know
if
you can.
Nods begrudgingly.
Before he and I dated like a hardcore horse girl.
Say, can I just stop right here? There's been a lot of stuff that's come up in this conversation,
yeah,
that has been like sexual. Like, we went for a short ride, so I'm doing okay, but Stefan's a little bit sore. There was something else, the bareback, and then hardcore horse girl. I can't just let it go. Who brought the horse in here? I'm sneezing.
Okay, anyways, I'm moving past whatever nonsense is happening over there right now. Like, had a saddle in his car, kind of horse girl.
Had a saddle in Stefan's car?
Yeah, right? That's right.
Yeah, we awkwardly had to give it back to her parents at like 1 a.m.
You guys didn't go bareback? Answer the question. Was it your choice or her choice? Wow, it was Stefan's choice. Nobody who's not listening knows because Stefan didn't say it into a microphone. Anything Stefan says, we have to disperse. Yeah. Okay.
I think he was, I kind of like, especially early on, was like, tried to chill on being a horse girl.
Mm.
Because I think it was a little triggering for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nodding.
Yeah.
But I think we're past that.
One time in my past life, excuse me. I'm dying right now, actually. Did you know that? I was up late. Not part of my two truths and a lie, though. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. I completely forgot. Okay, well, it's just going to be me talking about it then. But short. It's going to be short. No, I got to put it in. One time in my past career, I was, like, doing groundwater sampling. So, like, there's a stick up and you, like... It honestly looks like jerking off. Oh, well, which my issue. Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. It actually, like, the most concerning part about it,
yeah,
is how nobody mentions it.
Yeah. It's like, is this just normal?
Yeah.
Right.
And like, do you guys like, and so people had so many different techniques. Like, you know, if you have like a short well, you could go like very long strokes. Mm-hmm. If you have a very deep well, you have to like really brace yourself and just like go with your knees and everything, and it's just like it's the same method that like they use to pump oil out of the ground, and so it's just like little spurts of water coming all the not well coming yeah I don't like it. I know I'm doing it, but I don't like it. Hold on a second. I need you to vamp. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, and okay, so I'm jerking off this well, right?
Yeah,
and and then I'm in a field where there are horses. Did you stop recording?
My recording stopped.
When?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck. I'm at 1453 for a long time.
Like 6 minutes.
Damn.
How did that happen? I'm so sorry.
Well,
okay.
We'll see what happens.
Well, it might just be Jimmy talking.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Janet.
Shame on me. I think when I like woke up my computer, the mouse was hovering over the...
I think we're going to go with, let's hope that I've got some echo.
Yeah.
And it'll just be a weird 6 minutes. But...
No one's listening.
No one's listening.
Man, there was some funny stuff in there I was going to clip.
Yeah.
The stuff about
jerking.
I think
I was the only funny.
Wells off. I don't know. Riding bareback.
Say it again.
I don't know.
Riding bareback.
Anyways.
I was in a field where there were horses being kept.
Okay.
And they kept, like, they came to check me out.
Yeah.
And then they started circling me. And then they started getting erections. And I was like, fuck this. I'm out of here.
You left.
This is not what I need. Right now, which is exactly what you're thinking. What I didn't need in that moment is exactly what you're thinking.
Were you really afraid of a horse assaulting you in that moment?
Like, I figured it wasn't going to penetrate. I was wearing clothes.
Yeah,
and
fair.
Horses famously don't even have fingers.
Right, famously.
Or do they? Finger. They have toe.
They have hoofs.
No, they have toe.
They do have a toe, but it's up their leg.
No, it's one toe.
If a hoof is a toe?
A hoof is a toe.
All right.
Stefan, can you fact check this for us?
Yeah.
Stefan's just our producer now. This is a producer's
Yo!
Job.
Yo, yeah.
This is literally a producer's
job. Wow, I
think
job. I clipped out there.
Should I close the door? I feel like we're being so loud right now.
Everybody in this building who doesn't matter, but does matter to me, loves me.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm pretty lovable, too.
Yeah, you are pretty. Horse's hoof is its toe, confirmed by our fact checker.
The tip of a single toe.
What do you think? What did you... Like, that's... Yeah.
That's true. That's true. A hoof is a toenail. Stefan got to watch the toenail hoofs being clipped yesterday.
Oh, you got to witness ferrying?
Yes. And his... Oh, okay.
Oh, he's seen it before. Apparently, it's not a big deal. I don't know why you had
you
to say it like that.
You seemed like very... You seemed into it yesterday. Okay, it was interesting.
You seemed defensive today.
He's like, why am I even here? Why did I show up today?
You can see why Dredd doesn't come, hey?
That is true. We do attack Dredd a lot when she's
well.
Here. The dance lesson, so fun. I had a lot of fun.
No falling.
It was pretty, like, really basic
Other
stuff
than
today.
In love.
Yeah. Further in love. In love.
I think we could get up to, like, 5 clips.
Yeah, that just requires... Okay, that's
Oh,
fine.
No.
All the work.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you think I should post a clip every day until the episode comes out?
Well, not that, like, you need to. It's not like if there aren't clips there
right.
aren't clips there. But I feel like
post.
Already we've got, like, 2 or 3 clips. And, our clips don't have to be bangers.
That's
but
true.
But if nobody's listening...
Then it doesn't matter.
We have to try to get them to listen
That's
somehow.
That's true. Okay. I can
Even
be on board
Even if it's
with
getting
that.
Rid of... Getting, like... what word am I looking for?
I think we talk
Publishing
about
all of our banging, Jesus Christ, all of our banger moments.
I really want to know, like, what your night was like last night because I
it was
feel
very
like
fun.
Anyways, Yeah, okay. It was really fun. I liked the dance teacher. His vibe was good. He was funny. He said if we fell down, he was going to laugh at us. He was not going to help. Well, and I appreciated that.
That really, like, yeah.
But he knows what he's doing. Off.
I would
chill.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about yours?
No, I guess not. Jeez.
I just have something that will take a while.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so number one, my interview went well.
Oh, okay. When was your interview?
This week.
Okay.
I'm not, you know, I got to be a little cagey. I can't give you all of the answers before you.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. There was an explosion in my apartment last night.
You've already used this one. Okay, anyways.
I actually heard a man talking about, like, relationships, and I didn't hate it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was at a frat house yesterday, and wow, the people were awful.
Okay. Part of me wants to believe your interview went well, because you really think highly of yourself. But you also sometimes
also
hate
like
yourself.
A super, like, I do have a pretty good advantage.
Yeah. I think your interview went well, especially if it was Christina who did the interview. But it actually might not have been. It might have been like an HR person.
It was actually three people, which is crazy.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say it went well. I'll say that's the truth. What was your second one? The relationship one?
What? Oh, there was an explosion in my apartment last night.
I'm going to say another Coke exploded in the freezer. I'm going to go with truth.
Next is, I actually heard a man talking about relationships that I didn't hate.
Yeah, I say that's true.
Okay.
You're at a frat party.
I was at a frat house yesterday. And the people were gross.
I like want to say that's true too. That seems like so random to come up with on the spot.
The lie was the people were gross.
That's fair.
People
were
fun.
Okay.
It was great.
Okay.
I was there till 5.
That's really late.
Yeah. It only started at like 11:30.
Right.
But it was really fun.
You were at a frat house in the city we live in?
Yeah. They exist.
Huh.
The president of the frat was wearing a woman's blazer that he got from a thrift store.
I like that.
Wasn't wearing it ironically.
Oh, it was just his style.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
This frat also had the first openly gay president in North America in a frat.
Christ almighty. That's just like embarrassing for frats everywhere that this was the first one.
No. This guy wasn't. This guy was like 15 years ago.
Oh, okay. That's a little better.
Yeah.
That's not great, but better.
Honestly, he was the worst vibe at the
party. The guy with the blazer.
He was very aggressive.
Okay.
There was a Coca-Cola that I forgot in my freezer last night, but it didn't explode.
Oh, fuck off.
Let's go.
Fuck off.
I caught it before it went bang.
So you put it in your freezer before you left?
No, I put it in my freezer to drink while I was like getting ready.
Oh, okay.
And I forgot about it, but I took it out before I left.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And so I actually heard a man talking about relationships in a way that I didn't hate.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
It was really nice. I feel awful today.
Mm.
I've been like so hungry and not wanting to eat.
Oh, yeah.
So good thing I got the pastries, but I was like, I'm like, holy shit, how do I fucking take care of myself
right
here? So I was like having a little bath and I was like, well, let's look for like some poetry about like getting broken up with. And then this guy came up.
Okay.
And he was getting asked a question from a guy of like, how do you, like, my ex moved on. And it seemed like really fast. And oh my God, if you...
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good.
My ex moved on. Like, we were dating for like 6 years. And then they had moved on after like 4 months of being broken up. And he's just like, how do I get over that kind of thing? And the guy was like, you like don't have to get over it.
Yeah.
But one thing that he did go into, I'm not a huge like give advice or look on the bright side of things person.
Okay.
In those situations. But he was like, you know, at some point you'll realize like one of the things that you lost is like that this person was the right one and now mm-hmm. they are with somebody else. Mm-hmm. But nobody is the right one who doesn't choose you. Mm-hmm. And that was quite powerful.
I believe that.
Yeah.
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 I also, it kind of ties into, I don't believe unrequited love is a thing.
What?
I really don't believe.
You mean a good thing or what?
No, I just don't think, I really don't believe you can actually be in love with someone who doesn't love you back. Oh, not okay. in like a real way. Yeah. Like you can have like lust or like kind of obsession, but not in a bad, like not in a creepy okay, way. Yeah. Not in a Joe from You kind of way.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can like actually be in love with someone
yeah.
if you're not in a relationship with that person. I don't think that's real.
Yeah.
That's just something I believe.
Yeah, I can dig that. I think like that's a fair philosophical mm-hmm. standpoint. Mm-hmm. The whole description of love is very difficult.
Yeah.
And different kinds of love and
yeah.
all those kinds of things. So maybe we'll save it for an episode.
Love it.
Yeah. The definition of love.
ChatGPT says.
You bringing up you reminds me of something that happened when I was in LA.
Oh, okay.
So this person that I used to date.
Yes.
They were like really struggling with the concept of you. And just like, you know, like they watch you and then they're also like, yeah, I also can like forgive Joe. He does like all of these awful things. But then I'm like, yeah, it's all because of like this trauma and right. I can understand it. And I'm like, okay, that's
okay.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But they were getting really upset because they're like, this show shouldn't be popular. People shouldn't be like in love
right.
with Joe. People right. shouldn't be like. People shouldn't be doing what I'm doing and right. just like being able to like forgive. This person. And like, he's the hero of the story. And I was like, did you see the end of the series?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Joe is not a hero.
No. And I don't think they ever try to make him a hero.
And like, as a man watching it, it's deeply embarrassing and cringy for me. Not in like a, oh my God, I can't believe.
Right.
I can't believe
they
like,
wrote this or something. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I see myself right. in Joe a lot.
Right. You're like, I don't like this mirror.
Yeah.
It's in
yeah.
my TV right now.
Yeah. And like, I basically predicted what was going to happen in the final season where like, yeah, he's like, he has no personal growth.
No.
And, like, that was, like, what the entire last scene was, where yeah. he just, like, does not confront what is in his past.
Yeah.
And so it keeps coming back over and over and over yeah. again.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing with a villain, they are only interesting if there are depths. Mm-hmm. If it was, like, oh, Joe's an asshole because Joe's an asshole, not interesting.
Yeah.
Joe's an asshole because he experienced trauma and, like, that's really sad for him.
Yeah.
Way more interesting.
Yeah.
Than, yeah.
If things are complicated.
Things are so complicated.
And then it's that villain. I listened to a Star Wars podcast that talks about like archetypes and whatnot, where the villain is just a hero that's trapped in the underworld. They're in that spiritual death
yeah.
phase because they're not confronting that shit.
Yeah. I listened to Penn Badgley's Call Her Daddy interview and he was talking about the acting and how a lot of scenes he acted with no words and I hadn't thought about that before but because there's so much voiceover you don't even notice but I'm like, yeah, he's got like, especially I think in the earlier seasons, in this season not as many times, but he's got like full scenes where he says nothing and he just has to act like with his body and his face all the time, and then the voiceover comes later, and I was like, that's really interesting.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought about that.
Sometimes the whole process of like making things is very interesting.
He was also last episode we recorded or something, we were talking about parenting, like men parenting and like ego and stuff like that, I think, and he was who I was thinking about because he talked about in that interview about like learning how to apologize to his kid.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like very interesting.
Yeah.
And his kid being very young. So like easy to be like, oh, he won't remember this, so it doesn't matter. But I'm like being like, oh yeah, I don't think I really liked how I just talked to you. Or like, I was a little upset and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's cool. I like that a lot.
That's the thing, right? I've got ideas. I've got ideas.
Okay.
The interview did not go well.
Oh, really?
I haven't had it.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Let's go.
I was like, I just don't believe it didn't go well.
Let's fucking go.
But I also was logistically like not, I didn't even consider that. That's a good one. Because I really was struggling. I was really struggling with the logistics of when this happened for some reason. Oh, man.
I should have just said Friday.
Good lie.
Thank you. No explosion. Heard a man talking about relationships, and I was at a frat house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you only got one right.
Yeah, I did bad.
Yeah, I got two. I got 50. Sorry, no, 50.
You only got one of mine.
No.
Yeah.
I called two things lies.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
I said falling was a lie.
I thought you said I did fall.
Or horsing was a lie.
Yeah, but you said we did not go horseback riding. And we did. We both went horseback riding. The lie was that Stefan did not.
Sorry. I didn't realize it was identify what is the lie. I thought it was identify if it's a lie or not a lie.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, fine. Fine. I mean, fine. To be fair, you didn't say it was a lie. You said we didn't go.
That's... You're right. You're right.
I am right.
I will. I can accept that.
Yeah.
And I can accept that based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Me being too specific.
Yeah.
Could have the point taken away from me.
Yeah. Might in this case.
However.
Okay. Keep going.
I don't think that's how the rules work.
Okay.
Because we haven't written them.
We have no rules.
And my accountability doesn't matter. Because nobody's listening.
It's true. Yeah. It just matters to me.
Well, I think accountability only matters with like external or like outside sources, isn't it?
I mean, it doesn't matter to yourself.
I'm kidding. Okay. What I wanted to do is prep for my interview.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it. Okay. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing before we do that?
I guess.
Okay. So your we went out too. To...
It's your podcast too.
Yeah. We went out to, this is like Stefan's extended family's farm. That's where we were yesterday. And it's just really lovely. Like Stefan doesn't have a ton of family in Calgary.
Mm.
They're his only family here.
Yeah.
And it's nice to like make an effort to spend time with them. They're very welcoming. They always say like, we're welcome whenever.
Wow.
It's just really lovely.
Did you tell them about the podcast?
No. Oh, that's true. That's true. You do have, you're right. Your mom's cousin is here.
We do have a fact checker over here.
Yes.
In the producer chair.
No, we didn't tell them about the podcast. Again, they don't need to think of me that way.
I feel awful.
But I, sorry, this is asleep. That was good vamping. it was just really nice. And then like, so we go out there. It's Stefan's great aunt and uncle. That's who owns the property. But their kids go out all the time. So they're like Stefan's, I guess, like second cousins or something. I don't know what the actual... They're like
first
his parents.
Once removed?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. His parents' cousins. And then like their kids who are teenagers. Because it's Stefan's grandma's, his oma's
what
sister.
What is a second cousin?
I think his second cousin is their kids. Fact checker.
Yeah.
But either way. And then so like by the time we left, there was like 20 people there because everyone just like shows up on Saturdays.
We have such a good example to show Drud of what
we
it
do.
Takes to be a producer.
Oh my gosh. Drud, you just need to listen to this episode and you'll learn. She'll like that a lot.
I don't know if this does anything for you, Stefan, but you're being a very good boy.
Yeah, it was just really nice. Like, by the time we left, there was, like, 20 people there. Because they all just, like, show up every Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I'm right. Yeah, second cousins.
Why are you jumping down his throat?
Because I like being right. And I'm not always right. I'm often not right. Oh, also, I have no signal lights in my car right now, so driving is really exciting.
No signal lights?
Either my signal lights don't.
I think that's illegal.
They're burnt out. I need to replace them.
Both of them?
Yeah.
What happened?
They just, I think I buy like shitty bulbs, and then they burn down. Yeah. They burn out all the time. Mm. And I just replace them, and then I've just been lazy. So I have neither right now.
Have you been driving without Did they go at the same time or?
No, one went like 2 weeks before the
That's not
the
good.
One.
That's not good,
It's
Janet.
Probably been like a month. Yeah.
That's not good.
I know.
People don't know which way you're turning.
I know. Today was interesting because we drove through downtown.
Oh, shit.
So that was really interesting. Stefan drove through downtown. It was
it was terrible.
I've been fine. I'm going
to
replace
him
today.
Virgo rising? How is this not affecting you?
I don't know. You know what? Being a hypocrite while driving, just the easiest time to be a hypocrite, you know? Like, it's just so incredibly easy.
I feel like, no, I don't have a joke to make. Sorry.
Okay. That's all I got to say. It was just really lovely. And
it
they're all, like,
sound,
lovely
like
people.
20 people where you just, like, get to...
And they just, like, show up. And they do, like, coffee. Mm. And that's, like, I think it's a German thing.
German.
Where, like, at 4 or 5 p.m.,
oh.
You have coffee and snacks and stuff. Like, it seems like a thing that just happens every day.
I don't know German traditions.
I don't really know either. But
I was thinking the other
they're
day.
They're very German. So, that seems
Are
like
you
the vibe.
English?
I'm English and German.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not same. Mostly German.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I'm more German than English, but not as German as Stefan over there.
Stefan.
Right, that's right.
Stefan.
Sorry.
I like that.
Yeah, don't let your dad hear me say that. Stefan.
Okay.
Okay.
Interview me.
Oh my gosh, so I have to do this?
Well.
Okay. What kind of questions do people... I wonder if I can find my interview and just ask you the same questions.
Yo,
I wonder if I can find your interview.
Wait, when did you have to do an interview?
I interviewed to get this job.
Yeah, but it's a different job than...
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to think when we interviewed you. I interviewed Jimmy for his position. Fun fact, listeners.
You know, maybe instead of doing the interview prep for most of it... Well, what am I trying to find? I'm trying to find how far in we are.
Yeah, I don't know, because I
36 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe we'll just recollect. Recollect?
Recollect. Recollect.
Man, I'm dying. I'm going to.
Are you just tired, or were you...
I'm tired, a little hungover.
Yeah, that's...
A lot of energy expended.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. Were you, like, imbibing in substances?
Yeah, I had, like, a few drinks.
That's fun.
That's not normally, but it was
not really
it was fun.
Your vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me a little bit about yourself.
No.
I'm sorry. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I would have
Here's
rather.
Here's the door.
I'd rather shoot myself in the face. That was really nice.
Okay. No, I got nothing. Why do
it's
you want
hard.
This job?
Why do I want this job? Well, so this is about like working with families, right?
Yes.
And as I feel like throughout my career, one of the things that I've really... Oh, man, I hate interviewing.
This is too earnest.
I fucking hate interviewing.
You're
going
to do really good in the moment.
Yeah,
but
you have
podcast,
to prepare. You have
yeah,
to prepare.
True.
And the way that I need to prepare is, like, find, like, my core things
yeah.
that I can, like, tie back to.
Yes.
But for me, I kind of, like, I'm going to be pitching a little bit in this interview as well. Like, I want to be doing things with dads.
Yeah.
And so...
I have a vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with families. Working with families is a way to continue the work that I've been doing over the last 5 years to an audience that like is probably pretty receptive to it.
Yeah. Kind of wants to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get to like put a lot of my skills and like, I don't want to say personality, but like my facilitation techniques to work with this population.
What skills?
Just being a little bit of a shit.
Okay.
Being a little bit of a shit. Being like a little trickster. I have this idea where you advertise a dad's program.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you like I just come up with names of programs and whatnot. So like you start off with like the first two sessions of like these are things that like you need to know as like masculine people.
Right.
To like better support the people in your lives and your children. Like here are some rules for you that you might not have been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, I don't like rules.
It's true. You hate rules.
I gotta die.
You're struggling right now.
I had such an empty pit in my stomach all morning. I had a banana though.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's good when you're hungover.
But I think when it comes to like these rules and even just like attuning or attachment with other people,
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult to do that when you do not have that attachment or attunement to
mm-hmm.
yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? And a lot of the times these rules are like, how do I avoid having these emotions
mm-hmm.
and responding in ways that I
yes.
don't want to respond to?
Yes.
And like not only providing some like education or workshopping around like, that's not really going to be possible,
mm-hmm.
but also like some community building as well, where it's not just, okay, we see you for four sessions and then we
right,
never see
bye.
You
yeah.
ever again.
Yeah.
Cause there's a lot, I think there's a lot of gold to be mined.
Yep.
Here.
Okay. I like that. Are you open to some advice?
Yeah.
You just want to make sure like you're also talking about the job that currently exists would
mm-hmm.
be my only piece of advice. Cause I think,
yeah, it was less of an answer that I would give
yeah.
and more of a,
your
an
vision.
Honest, yeah,
yeah.
An honest answer
yeah.
in a conversation with my friend, Janet, who's not interviewing me right now.
Well, you're right. Janet's hat is on, interviewer hat off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just, that would be my only thing. Because I think having a vision is good, and I think
yeah.
the person who will be interviewing you will like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she likes growth, and, like, yeah. And knowing that you're already thinking about these things shows that you're, like, passionate about the job.
Yeah.
But she also probably wants someone who can kind of jump in.
Yeah, and yeah. I think, like, the same things that I want to do with dads are still, like, very applicable
totally.
To the clientele that they already
have.
And
yeah.
I really enjoy doing that kind of work, just, like, being a kind of a support person.
Yeah.
And even if it's just like validating and normalizing the experiences that somebody's going through.
Mm-hmm. Look at you go. Good answers. Good job.
Yeah.
You're going to kill it.
I'm quite impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows if I'd actually like doing the job that is currently there.
Right.
But like, I assume I'd be tapped into the fucking shit that you're doing.
For sure.
And
yeah, I got
I'm,
stuff to do this summer. I gotta do things.
That's not your vibe.
No, it's not. I just want to coast, you know, as we've talked about.
I do, yeah. Yeah.
I just want to, like, get paid and...
Get paid, get laid.
Well, that's not what I was going to say, but anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, I lost it. We were really... thinking this podcast was going to be great today, and I feel like our energy is like all over the place.
That's fine.
Yeah.
A, who's listening?
True.
We just need like some clips.
True.
And that's it.
That's all. I don't really have any more interview questions for you.
I was hearing something like, what are some evidence-based practices that you, or like evidence-based approaches that you use?
Okay.
Which is like a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
Because I do my shit intuitively.
Yeah.
But I asked ChatGPT.
Oh, what did it tell you?
One is, you know, like with honesty and authenticity and
yep.
storytelling.
Oh, storytelling's a good one.
Very tapped into like narrative therapy.
Yep.
Even like person-centered approaches.
Yep.
Trauma-informed
care, obviously.
Yeah, to really like build connection and self-awareness and empathy. I wrote it down.
Nice.
Then there's... I think emotional awareness and literacy is the biggest one.
Yeah.
Where even just like, like so many different models exist, like RULER and other things to like build.
Look at you doing your research.
Well, I actually know about it, but like I'm interested in these things.
That's true.
So that's the reason why I said RULER is because it actually is the only one that I know.
Man, isn't this wild that you are a better employee than me? How is that even possible?
I think because
you snuck your dog into the office once and you're still a better employee than me.
I think it's because this job for me is rooted in a lot of self-growth.
Yeah.
Where I don't think it is for you.
No. Though, you know what? There's been growth.
Yeah.
I think.
Did you say there have been growth?
No, I said there's been growth.
Okay.
There have been growth here.
There have been growth.
There have been growth.
Yes, it's not what I meant, though.
Yeah, I know.
But more in like every time I get dumped.
Right.
I'm like, holy fucking shit.
Right.
What do I have to take from this fucking situation? What, you know, when I'm putting the pieces back together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Any more evidence-based stuff?
Well, there's like trauma-informed care and like things
the
like upstairs, downstairs,
wellness scale or whatever that one's called.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a good one.
What?
We kind of it's like from the old youth programming.
So, do I use that?
Well, we use the principles of it, just around like building resilience. And like, yeah. But anyways.
Yeah. I was also like, well, like maybe I can, instead of like, these are the evidence-based things that I use to build things. I'm like, I can connect my intuitive approaches to those evidence-based things as well. So even just like participatory design, where it's like, I need to feel passionate and good about something and like that it would work. It would be something that I would find useful.
Yeah.
In that agent stage, also comes down to it rather than just being like, and that kind of ties into the storytelling as well.
Yeah. That's good.
Scaffolding, building off of like familiar ideas, as a way to actually produce some change or growth or whatever. Yeah, that's about it.
That's good. I had a funny question to ask you, but I lost it.
And there's also like brain story shit as well. Like,
yeah, that's kind of where the resilience.
Knowing like attachment and attunement and resilience. Wow.
Attachment's a good one to reference, especially for the dad's stuff.
Yeah. And I feel like, again, it's just like as much as I want to be doing it for dads in a way that might resonate. Mm-hmm. Or they might be open to, it's still the same shit across the board. It's still dealing with the same struggles of like, oh, I need to be the perfect parent.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like I'm not being the perfect parent.
True.
And that kind of stuff.
Okay, my other question for you. Are you going to feel guilty about leaving your other contract early?
No.
Good. I don't think you should.
Oh, okay.
I'm just asking.
It would be... Like, if it happens, it'll kind of suck because I...
Yeah. You're around those people.
Yeah. And, like, it's not like once my contract's up, I'm even there for 6 months. But, like, it's supposed to be up to 6 months of that kind of support. So.
At the other position? Or the one? Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you mean.
My throat's getting sore. Did you say pussy little bitch?
No.
Oh, okay.
I tried to think of the acronym and then I couldn't, so I just had to say the whole thing. And my brain... P-A-B. There we go.
P-A-B. Another question that somebody had said that they got asked in their interview for the same position is like, if there's a parent and they're just kind of like on their phone during the entire session, what would you do?
Right.
What do you think I would do?
I don't know. What would you do?
Give me a guess.
I feel like you would try to redirect them and just say, I don't know, like, do we want to engage? I don't know what you would say.
Do you think I would be gentle?
No, probably not, actually.
But do you think I would be effective?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd probably just be like, hey, come on over here.
Get off your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get off
your phone.
And if they still like were on their phone like in a few minutes, I'd like go over there and start like shooing them. I'm like, come on, get over here.
Just bring their baby over, just hold it in front of their face.
Hello. But I think one of the blessings and curses that I have is my capacity to be obnoxious.
Yes.
And to use that for good.
That's true.
For what I want to have happen.
Yeah, like good is an interesting word to use in that context, but sure. When is your interview? Is it booked?
Tuesday.
Is it in person?
I assume so.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's a dumb question. That's exciting. I think you're going to do good.
They have a lot of applicants.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, because you said you were talking to someone else who applied. Someone within the agency?
No, not someone who applied. Someone who currently works.
Oh, past questions.
Shout out to Tiffany.
Yeah. Hey, Tiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not listening.
No.
Has the potential to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Could listen.
Yeah. Maybe we'll put her in a clip. Entice her.
Entice her to listen. Okay, that makes sense.
But yeah, lots of people in the organization are
they
also applying too. So
I think you still got a leg up.
I have advantages.
Yeah. That would be good, because then we could be depressed in that room downstairs together.
Is that what's happening?
No, not for sure, but that sounds like probably, which I don't like.
Nice.
At all. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't think there would be any change that you're like a fan of.
No. That's 100% true.
That's your Scorpio in your North Node coming out. This is your
lack of desire for change.
It's your cross to bear, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like change at all.
Your North Node is also in Scorpio, Stefan.
Do you not like change? You don't really like change either.
He likes change in some categories. Change in food.
Oh, that's true. I never try new foods.
That's very, very deep.
That's true. You do.
Honestly, yeah, I get that.
There you go.
Unless, there is a part of me that is like, oh, I guess I'll be a burger connoisseur. Mm. And I can see, like, you know. I either want to try something completely different and be like, whoa, I would never have eaten this before.
Right.
Or something that I have eaten before, but
in a different way?
In a different way, or just like, I lost the thread.
You're just in a different headspace, so it's going to taste different. Wow, Jimmy is on the verge of death, maybe?
I'm going to another show at like 4 o'clock in Rotary Park.
Jesus Christ, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Did you get to sleep in today? Well, you must have if you went. What time did you get up?
Like 8.
Why?
I don't know, because I couldn't sleep. I was so hungry. I was trying to take care of myself.
Yeah, maybe. I hate that for you. I fully lost what we were talking about.
That's okay. I, at the rave last night, oh man, it's hard when you're like going through a breakup and you're like, when will this pain ever end? And then you're like, oh, potentially now. Not potentially now, but like, you know, you start like crushing on somebody and it's, you know.
This is why people become alcoholics, because you're like, oh, I'm feeling pretty good right now.
It was not the alcohol that was making me
Are
feel
you sure?
good. I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
Good. What do you mean? Yeah, it was a DJ show.
Shut up. Nah. They're both laughing at me now.
No. They had like a laser. And
just
that was
a single
fun.
Laser.
Yeah, it was in the basement.
Okay.
Sometimes they had like a fog machine.
Okay.
But no, it was fun. I had a better time, yeah. Well, I was also having a terrible time.
Yeah.
Have I told you, Stefan? I have like back pain, like chronic back pain. You're not gonna like this. and after the breakup, it's kind of gone.
Yeah. So you might be me is what we're saying.
I've told you this, right?
Yeah.
Did you
say told him? Yeah,
you did. Told.
Yeah, you just say. Oh.
Told you, right? I don't know. Maybe we'll look. We'll review the tapes.
We're enough to quack a name, anyways. So.
But yeah, turns out you can store emotions in your back.
In your body.
Yeah. Where's your back pain? Yeah. That's where mine was. So hope you like to cry. That dam needs to break, Stefan.
Good question.
You just have to cry a lot. You have to feel safe enough to cry a lot. Yeah. Yo, maybe. That would be nice. I can try.
I think we're gonna go to therapy
in my speech
before. You're not making a speech.
I'm an orator. You would be remiss to not make use of my
speech. No, we're not entertaining that.
I like it. 'Twas the night before the wedding, and all through the mountain, not a creature was stirring except the penny in the fountain. That's just off the dome.
Wow.
That's just off the top of my
head.
Wow.
It's got to be whatever ChatGPT wrote for us.
I do have an idea for a podcast topic of asking ChatGPT to write some poetry.
We did do that.
Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
Chill out.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Chill out.
I got to get better at that.
Does she try to complete your sentences a lot? From time to time.
It's not my most annoying thing when it comes to the two of us. I have more annoying things, I think. I don't know. You could say.
Hating yourself.
Yeah.
Denigrating yourself.
Yeah.
You know, when you put yourself down, Janet, you're insulting Stefan's taste.
True. That's very true.
Yeah.
No, I don't put myself down.
What?
I don't.
You said you're annoying.
Well, true. I'm just trying to, like, get ahead of it, you know? I'm just trying to get ahead of the... Yes, I'm going to say it worse.
And then when someone else does say it, it actually hurts just as bad.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Maybe worse. Maybe worse.
But maybe you can convince them that they don't need to say it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I say it.
Yeah. Janet has a habit of trying to complete my sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Never right.
Yep.
Never. I don't think you've been right once. You still jump on that horse.
Yeah.
You get right back on that
horse. And I don't just try once.
Time.
I try like 3 to 4 times every sentence. Stefan just said, "That's funny because Janet often doesn't complete her own sentences."
I've never.
That's
no,
true.
I think we see different sides.
I do that a lot at home. Yeah, and then I'll be like oh right, I've got it. And I'm thinking usually, but I started speaking.
You can tell
before
by the smell.
I was thinking
that you're thinking.
Okay, this is fun for me.
I don't even know what I was saying.
I try to finish your sentences.
No, before that, I don't know what I was saying before you tried
was.
To finish my sentence.
I don't know what it was either.
Speeches.
ChatGPT and poetry.
ChatGPT. Okay. Yeah. So are you gonna let me finish?
Yes.
Telling you what my idea is. To ask ChatGPT to write different poems for different topics.
Okay.
And then to like pull lines from it, and then to have lines from my poetry, and have you guess which one's
Which is ChatGPT and which is yours?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that
a lot. It's a very vulnerable.
Yeah, that
thing,
seems
though.
Super vulnerable for you. Really fun for me.
And a lot of work.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because you got to write some poetry.
I've written some poetry.
You got to get ChatGPT to write poetry about the same topics, I guess.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds great. I would love that.
Okay.
I would say I would do the same, but I haven't written any poetry.
Ever.
I don't think that's going to change.
Can you do excerpts from your book?
No, I prefer not to.
I would prefer not to do my thing as well.
Okay. We'll see what I can pull together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear ChatGPT, write me a high fantasy.
Low fantasy.
Scene. A low fantasy.
Yeah.
Because you're a Harry Potter bitch. Sorry. I didn't like that.
Did I tell you, like, all of the birthday gifts I got from Stefan's family were Harry Potter themed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not coordinated. Not coordinated, just random.
You know, you got, Rue and Harry Potter.
That's all I'm into.
Yeah.
Those are the only things people know about me.
Yeah, I don't know what else. Wine.
Yeah, I do like wine. I was what was I watching? The OC, because I've been watching The OC.
Nice.
And I'm on the storyline where the mom has a drinking problem and she has to go to rehab. And then I went to the grocery store after I watched the episode, and then I was like, I really want a bottle of wine. And then I felt kind of weird with my bottle of wine. And I was like, I'm still going to do it, but it feels a little weird now. There's still half of it in my fridge. Everything's fine.
Hell yeah. So what?
Yeah. I can't remember. Keep going.
I just came up with another idea for the podcast.
Okay.
Bingo.
What kind of bingo?
Like, you make a bingo card
of
things that happen in the podcast. Okay. Or that we
oh,
say,
I see. That's
and
fun.
I make a bingo.
Okay.
So, like, free space, we yes. trash Dredd.
Right. It's going to happen.
Almost free space.
Dredd's not here.
Talk about your drinking problem.
But, like, you're making it for things that I do.
Well,
or
just
things
in
that
general.
Happen. Okay.
Like, I think it would be weird. I guess it would be weird if I was like, I do this because
yeah.
I could just do for, that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we have enough things to
yeah.
make a full
maybe
bingo
card. Maybe
it's
like a 4x4 yeah. or 5x4, I guess. Bingo. I
what
guess
a,
it doesn't matter.
What a
we're
weird.
Not playing bingo. I guess it doesn't matter at all.
None of it matters at all. That's a good place to end.
Where are we at?
An hour.
Oh, that was, what did we even talk about? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I did not do any interview prep.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's hard. Interview prep is hard.
Well, it's also just like not that interesting.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll do interview prep with you tomorrow when we're both getting paid.
I think I'm pretty busy tomorrow.
Oh. Boring.
Like, not really. It's the opposite of boring.
Yeah. I'm busy until like noon, I think. No, actually, I think I'm busy tomorrow, too.
Look at you go.
I think I'm, like, helping out with a program in the afternoon.
Nice.
At the park.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
None of it matters at all.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy's checking his schedule, so that's interesting for everyone else.
I have to put recurring appointments.
How's the game going? We didn't explain that Stefan's here because he had to be here. And then he was going to be on the podcast, but then he had to watch the hockey game. Then he's on the podcast anyways. Oh, fuck off, Edmonton.
Why do you hate Edmonton?
Why don't I hate Edmonton? Okay. It's an easier question. Yeah. Also, have you been to Edmonton?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
Oh. But what about the balls?
The balls?
The balls. The silver balls.
I don't know where the silver
the
balls are.
The white mud balls?
I don't know what you're
balls?
Saying to me right now.
Silver balls.
Okay.
Can you look it up for us?
One more fact check.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those art installations that everybody's like, what a goddamn waste of taxpayer money.
Yeah.
What a boy. Not appreciating public art.
Not I mean, is it art?
I mean, it looks better than that art ring and that
other. It's just in a really weird spot.
Let me see.
Let's end on a question.
Oh, that's not that bad.
No.
But it looks like it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even know if you can walk to it.
Oh.
One final question.
Okay.
If we kill... If there is a large restructuring of wealth
okay.
in the world.
Okay.
Which there will be. Mark Stefan's words.
Mark Stefan's words. Okay.
The revolution will be podcasted.
Yeah.
And you don't have people who are just like buying a bunch of shit and a lot of luxury things.
Right.
A lot of like luxury tables, a lot of luxury art, a lot of luxury things.
Tables.
I don't know.
That's what you went with first?
The artisans.
Okay.
The artisans, like people, there are high class artists.
Yeah.
What do they do? Oh.
She's very high class. That's true. Wow.
What happens to them?
Yeah.
Are they able to still make their art, because part of the reason why it costs so much is because it does take
a long time,
a lot of effort.
That's true.
And a lot of resources.
It's a trick. That's a tricky question.
Probably a pay cut. Yeah. Stefan's got it figured out.
We're all getting pay cuts.
Except maybe the people who don't get a pay cut.
Oh, like maybe us?
The poors.
Do you want to change what you just said to
the
end the
poors?
Podcast?
Honestly, I don't know if anybody in this, because what, we're like already in the top 10%
of
the world.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's good to be on top, isn't it?
Feels good.
Feels great. No
this
problems.
This is kind of unhinged.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do here.
Okay, well, until next week. That's your key.
No scaries.
Bye.
We really prepped them for no scaries this week.
That was rough. Too many scaries.